This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Deuba and Indian Prime Minister Modi jointly inaugurate Nepal Railway. Voting for the 26th Nepal Bar Association leadership ongoing. And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian military pullout noticeable in the north. Now, the news in detail. A one-on-one meeting between Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi has ended. During the meeting held at Hyderabad House in New Delhi, India, the Prime Minister duo discussed the issues of mutual interest. Earlier this morning, the Prime Minister laid a wreath at Gandhi's Samadhi on Rajghat this morning. This is Prime Minister Deuba's first official foreign trip in his fifth term as Prime Minister. Likewise, Prime Minister Deuba and his Indian counterpart Modi jointly inaugurated the Nepal Railway by showing the green flag. Prime Minister Deuba and Indian Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the Railway of Nepal virtually at Hyderabad House in New Delhi today. After the inauguration, the train will run regularly from tomorrow. Prime Minister Deuba arrived in New Delhi on April 1st, leading a 50-member delegation on a three-day official visit to India at the invitation of his Indian counterpart, Narendra Modi. Voting for the new leadership of the 26th Central Working Committee of the Nepal Bar Association is underway. According to Chief Election Officer of Nepal Bar Association, Senior Advocate Usha Malla Pathak, voting has started simultaneously in 35 places across the country, including in the Kathmandu Valley. The voting that began at 8 in the morning ends at 4 p.m. An election is being held for 25-member working committee, including 11 office bearers and members. There are 9,708 eligible voters. Of them, 5,700 are in the Kathmandu Valley and 3,500 are outside the valley. Chief Minister of Karnali Province, Jibban Bahadur Shahi, has stressed collaboration among the three-tier government for disaster risk reduction, DRR, inaugurating the humanitarian staging area in interim of Birendranagar Surkhet district today. CM Shahi said that everyone should pay attention to preparedness in order to reduce the risk of natural disasters. The newly built areas provided emergency logistics support to the government during disaster emergencies. The structure has a godown for storing food items and other logistics for emergencies. Chief District Officer of Surkhet, Khagendra Prasad Rizal, shed light on the lack of trained human resources and equipment in Karnali needed for disaster risk reduction. WFE Communication Officer Monica Upadhyay shared that the newly inaugurated structure was built at the cost of Rs. 40 million. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Deuba have nominated members to the Central Election Campaign Committee for the upcoming local-level elections. Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Paudel shared that the committee, led by Central Member and Spokesperson Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat, has been given full shape as the decision of the party's Central Working Committee. Apart from this, according to party office, presidents of all fraternal and well-wishers organizations of the party have been nominated as ex-officio members of the committee. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecasted the weather to be partial to moderate cloud cover in the most parts of the country and light rain with thunder in some places today. There is a possibility of light rain with thunder and lightning in some parts of the hilly areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki Province. At present, the weather is generally clear in other parts of the country with partial to moderate cloud cover in hilly areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki Province. Light to moderate rainfall is taking place in one or two places of the Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki Province. Rain with thunder and lightning is expected in some places in the hilly areas of Bagmati and Gandaki Provinces today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 17.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 26.6 degrees Celsius. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says a pullout of Russian troops is slow but noticeable in the north of the country. Zelensky further warned Ukrainians, however, that hard battles lie ahead in the east of the country around Donbas and Kharkiv. Likewise, the International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, will renew its attempts today to evacuate residents from the shattered city of Mariupol. Yesterday, the humanitarian group had to call off its rescue efforts after agreements and conditions made it impossible for the convoy to proceed. There have been several evacuation attempts in the past month that also failed or were called off. Ukraine has accused Russia of attacking fleeing civilians on multiple occasions, something Moscow denies. A nationwide state of emergency has been declared in Sri Lanka a day after protests outside the president's house turned violent. Protesters stormed barricades and have been accused of setting vehicles ablaze near President Gotabaya Rajapakse's private residence on Thursday. The military has since been deployed and now has the power to arrest suspects without warrants. Sri Lanka is in the midst of a major economic crisis. It is caused in part by a lack of foreign currency, which is used to pay for fuel imports. The protest outside President Rajapakse's house on Thursday began peacefully, but participants said things turned violent after police fired tear gas and water cannons and also beat people. According to an official cited by Reuters news agency, at least 24 police personnel were reportedly injured during the clashes. Despite the crackdown, protests continued and spread to other parts of the country. Demonstrators in the capital carried placards calling for the president's resignation. The United Nations has said a two-month truce has been agreed by warring parties in Yemen. According to UN estimates, it is the first nationwide truce agreed upon since 2016 in a war that has killed nearly 400,000 people. About 60% of them died from hunger, lack of health care and unsafe water. The deal between the Saudi-led coalition and Iran-backed Houthi rebels, which can be extended if both agree, is scheduled to come into effect at 1600 hours GMT on Saturday. Saturday is the first day of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan for many Muslims. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged all sides to implement the agreement as soon as possible. The Saudi-led coalition of backing Yemen's official government has been fighting the Houthis for the past 7 years, using mainly air strikes. The Houthis, in turn, have used drones and missiles to attack both Saudi Arabia and its ally, the United Arab Emirates. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi jointly inaugurate Nepal Railway. Voting for the 26th Nepal Bar Association leadership ongoing. And Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian military pullout noticeable in the north of the country. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.